Front Porch Radio presents Circle Unbroken with Taft Ayers.
Welcome in to Circle Unbroken. We hope today that you are rocking and rolling. We hope, as we always say, that you are growing where you're planted. That's something that we mean. It's something that we preach and teach here on Circle Unbroken. And today I'm looking out the window here on West 7th Street in Columbia, and it is a beautiful day, and that may be an understatement of the year. I love doing local radio. Local radio is fun for me. To be able to talk on air, to be able to let, and the Muletown Mix, the show that we do during the day, I'm able to let the music be the star, to say, hey, this is music that is a mix that it really does interchange with a lot of different people and activities. And so that's fun because we do it here from Muletown, aka Columbia, Tennessee. I love my Circle Unbroken format because it's longer. We have an hour format where if you did cumulative time for me during the day from 10 to 3 on the Muletown Mix, I don't know, I may be on a minute here, a minute there. And so if we're looking at 10 to 3, then you've got a handful of hours there where I'm on just segments at a time. And so this is a longer format, which is fun for me. I get to really dive into some topics. And so we like to offer both of those and tell people that you can find them both. If you have any questions about that, I want to lead off the podcast and the show today by saying, if you ever have any questions about how we do it, why we do it, you'd like to advertise, you'd like to be on the show, whether or not it's the Muletown Mix, which is live radio, or whether or not you like to be on the hour-long format here, I'm always open to meeting new people and to talking about new things, whether or not it's adventure, business, family, life, whatever, community. I love to get into it all. One of the things I'm going to spend some real time talking about today is simply the volunteer spirit. Now, don't get lost if you're hearing this thinking, oh, he's just going to talk about volunteering and not getting paid. I just want to really flex something today. I really want to show a muscle here today on something, and you'll see where I'm going here in a minute. A lot of people don't think that they're strong. A lot of people don't think that they have a lot to offer. But then when you look at a volunteer, like what a volunteer group can do, it's very special. One of the things you hear volunteers say sometimes is they'll crack a joke and they'll say this, oh, we don't like the way you're doing such and such when somebody's volunteering. And they'll say, you know what, dock my pay. And they'll say that because what are they doing? They're volunteering. And so they're getting $0 for it. And so that's always a fun conversation back and forth. But this past weekend, I was involved with something. And if this winds up at the end of the show today sounding like a commercial for them, good, because I was involved with something this weekend that was just fantastic. Let me set the stage for you. We had a show that we were doing with the artist Ben Fuller. Okay. Now, Ben Fuller is a Christian artist. If you don't like Christian music, if it's not your speed, then I say this: awesome. You're the perfect person for me to be talking to, because what happens is this guy is so authentic and real. He's a great story. Did not come to Tennessee to be a part of the Christian music industry. Cool story on how that happened. Look him up, Ben Fuller. He's an incredible singer. He can captivate a group. So Ben came as a favor to myself and to Delta Recovery, and he played a show out at Echo Valley Farm. Now, Echo Valley Farm is a farm that's out in Culioca, right outside of Columbia. Local business owners, Stacy and Sonny Hobbs, own Echo Valley Farm. If you're looking for that for a wedding, for a church group, for a men's or women's group or anything, they are servant hearts. And they work really hard out at Echo Valley with a beautiful area. So look that up also. So this may sound real pitchy, like, oh, check out Ben Fuller, check out Echo Valley Farm. But I'm telling you that to get to where I'm going today. If you've listened to Circle Unbroken before, you've heard me talk. You've heard Matthew White on here speaking about Delta Recovery. We talked about this show, Delta Means Change, on a previous episode and what was going to happen there. But we had at Echo Valley Farm, we had a group come out, and the group that came out was a group that had come together in order to celebrate what we were doing with Delta. And the event was special. Okay. It was a special night that came together for Delta Recovery. Okay. Like, so it was special. It was beautiful. Delta Recovery is a group, it's a nonprofit that is really focusing on helping families in treatment, recovery, people whose lives maybe have been blown up and they're trying to get back on the right track. Founder Matthew White is doing a great work with that. And so in order to throw this show, do this and have all this, a group comes along. And the group comes along. We live here in Columbia, and Columbia is Murray County. Now, if you're looking that up, me not being a local in Columbia, my wife's family are locals, but I have always joked because it's M-A-U-R-Y. And if you're listening from this here locally, you'll know, oh, yeah, Murray County. If you're not from here, you'll hear that and go, what, Maury? So don't get in a fight about that. It's Murray County, M-A-U-R-Y, and there is the Murray County Chamber and Economic Alliance. And that is a group that does a lot of excellent things, the way you've heard about excellent chambers and groups in your community. But they have something that is called Leadership Murray. And what this group does is this group meets every year, and it's a group, it's a different group each year. And I want to tell you about this group because they rocked my world with this event. Okay. Now, Leadership Murray, well, here's what it is. It's a countywide personal development program, and it's designed to motivate those that participate in it to develop and enhance their quality of leadership. And it also addresses very important or pertinent community needs. And it's open to people who live and work. And then there's another key here, who make a significant contribution to Murray County through volunteer work. And what they do is, it's people from all these different businesses and ministries and teams, and they have a group that's assembled together. And each year, the class members, they'll meet with local decision makers in several sectors of the community, such as business, government, health, public services, agriculture. You can keep going. But the participants visit places all over the county. They hear speakers. They participate in activities to help them learn about Murray County and basically how to positively impact here. And their tagline is where they live, learn, work, and play. Now, they have, you can go to their website. You can go to the murrayalliance.com, M-A-U-R-Y, alliance.com. Hear everything that I just said. But they have a Leadership Murray class each year. And so this year's class, this 23-24 class, was announced and was planning for the year that was underway. And what happens is they go in, they do some incredible things, they meet, they talk, but the purpose of Leadership Murray in their class each year is to help leaders prepare for volunteer responsibility in the community, provide these leaders with a practical and sophisticated understanding of big problems in the community and the county, like we said earlier. Then they facilitate access between leaders that are coming up and the current leadership of the community. So it's a really cool bridge for somebody who's a local business owner, or somebody who's interested in politics, or somebody that loves community development to be a part of Leadership Murray, because they get to meet more decision makers and do more special things, but also improve, it says, the communications network among leaders with diverse backgrounds and interests, so everybody doesn't look the same, talk the same, act the same, et cetera, et cetera. And then also what they do is they create a setting for persons that show commitment to the community, and they meet and they exchange ideas, and then they take that and they stimulate and increase community participation and commitment. A lot of talk in verbiage to say this: you take good people in the community with leadership drive, with fuel to make the community engine move and go. Now, here's where this comes in. Where this comes in is, this group comes into my life because they do a project every year. Whatever class is graduating has a project that they have to do. And they connected to our project that we did here with Delta Means Change. They connected to this project and took our project on as a part of their project that they do to graduate each year. And I want to tell you the people that are involved in this class, okay? Logan Anderson from Heritage Bank and Trust, Shelby Borum from Farm Credit Mid-America, Perry Bowman from Caledonian Financial, Jamelia Brown from Maury County School Board, Hunter Blue from Tennessee Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, and I may have said his name wrong, Hunter whatever, awesome guy, Country Boy, Chris Cathy, Stan McNabb Chevrolet. He rolled up deep at one point in our event with his motorcycle, and he had a little bit of boom going as he pulled up. Fun guy. Then, don't want to forget anybody, Andrea Chappelle from J.C. Ford. She was very instrumental in the flyers that we did and the things that we put out for this event. Kayla Duncan, the Duncan team, Keller Williams. Let me tell you something about Kayla. She was the email queen. The things that the emails that she was able to send were fantastic, getting us ready for this. Ben Ferris from Wire Masters did some wonderful things for us as far as purchasing a table, but then also work until the very end. We had Pam Foth from Smelter Service Corp. They also purchased a table for us. Stacy Finley, Murray Regional, Tom Gregory from CT Consultants, Matthew Harms Agency, John, who has changed his name recently to Israel from Go Learning Solutions, Gabe Howard, a local community leader and businessman, Craig Jones from NHC, Murray Regional, Eric Karkaw from Columbia Academy, Donnie, I don't know if I'll say this name right, I'll just give it a shot. Donnie Nofel from Columbia Fire and Rescue. Alan Long from the UPS store. Ashley Maddox from Columbia Power and Water Systems. Wanda McLean from the City of Columbia. Lauren Mosley, Salon Blonde South. Missy Naff from Boys and Girls Clubs of South Central Tennessee. Dominic Papa from Murray Regional Medical Clinic. Dr. Zach Farr, my boy from Middle Tennessee Bone and Joint, but now known as TOA. Holly Riley from Provincia Security. Amy Richardson from Murray Regional Health Medical Center. Emily Selby, Murray County Government and Youth Services, does a lot of work with the Safe Baby Coordination Program. Then finally, getting on down my list here, Christian Schrader from Best Cleaners of Columbia, a family-owned business and a family-oriented guy. Ashley Simpson, City of Mount Pleasant. Aaron Spelzaw from AFLAC. Melinda Thomas from UCBI. Carla Walker from the state of Tennessee. Kristen Walker from Tennessee Farm Bureau. Ben Willard from the City of Mount Pleasant. And Scott Willett from BBE Solutions. Now, if you stayed with me on there and you felt like, all right, here we are, we're in, that was a long roll call, what are you doing on your show today? I am giving these people love because they showed up to our event, and what they did was they took it on. I mean, these people did everything from parking cars to meetings beforehand to talk about volunteer effort, to washing dishes for the event, scrubbing chairs, setting things up, making sure that this event took off, even to the point where the event ends on Sunday night. It's 10 o'clock. Some people from the event are already at home, you know, getting their week started. And I still had people from Leadership Murray that were there washing dishes, singing songs, jamming out, and knew that they had lived in this volunteer spirit. They had volunteered for this event, and I hear people all the time talk about negativity. I hear people all the time talk about what's wrong in our community, and people are always doing this and that. And let me speak into the fact that these people from Leadership Murray, these people showed what community is all about. There's so many different people in so many different ways. I showed up at one point, I was going back and forth to get the event ready, and I showed up at one point, walked into the kitchen, and there were people that were saying, okay, what's our next move? What are we going to do? And they were just ready for somebody to take them along and to tell them the next step. Fast forward to the end of the night, one of the sweet ladies looked at me at the end of the night and she said, "Hey, we've got this. Are you ready to go?" Like was almost dismissing me at the end because I'm so useful. Was dismissing me at the end because they had everything under control. And this is why groups like this exist. If you are somebody who has been thinking about sending someone to a Leadership Murray thing like this in your community, you've been thinking about sending somebody to a group to do something, look into it, because there is a volunteer spirit. This is the first segment of our show today. There is a volunteer spirit of these people. And I know we live in the volunteer state, and I know Tennessee is supposed to be known for that, but it's different when people talk about it, but when they actually are about it. And I'm going to really talk about some things on today's show. This first little bit here had a lot of detail to it. If it bored you, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to go through and give love where love needs to be appropriated. But they showed up for this event, which supported the local nonprofit Delta Recovery. They were from Leadership Murray, and this crew, I have no idea what I would have done without them. The things that they did to make it go, the things that they did to make it happen. There was no outright complaining. It was adults that were acting. You ready for this? Adults that were acting like people that would want my children to see. Now, full disclosure, I'm not that adult. I do things on the daily that I hope my children don't see. Now, I don't wake up planning to do that, but my humanity kicks in and I mess up. I look in and I see this group, and the way that this group worked and operated from all different businesses. I mean, you heard the roll call earlier. From all different businesses, these people came together and did things where I thought, you know what? Three of my children were there and they saw them. And my oldest asked me at one point, now who are these people and what are they doing? He probably assumed they were from a church. He probably assumed they were from some like specific where everybody works together team or group. Not that they had real jobs at other places. Or who knows? Maybe he thought, we'll be funny for a second. Maybe he thought they were on a work release program. I'm just kidding. But they were so focused on what they were doing, and the spirit was contagious to see these people work this way. So I want to give a round of applause, kudos, recognition, whatever, to Leadership Murray class of 2024, because you showed what it means to be a group that has a spirit to you, that has tenacity to you, that shows up and shows out for a good cause. And you almost have this wonderful ability. And when I say almost, what I mean by that is, even if it was intentional or not, to get out of the way, get out of your own way, so that excellent work can be done. Sometimes I think we get in our own way, like we get so much pride and it becomes about me and the marketing and the branding and all this. And sometimes when you get out of your own way, you're able to let good work be done, almost taking a back seat, playing the background, if you will, so that something can be done. And so, man, I just want to applaud that. Today, you know, we're fixing to go to break, but in our second two sessions of Circle Unbroken, we're going to get into what the volunteer spirit and how you volunteer and how you help can really impact people for change and for good. Maybe there's somebody out there today. We say that we focus on Circle Unbroken, on faith, in business, in community. And maybe you're out wondering right now about your community and how you can be a better volunteer. Maybe there's something missing in your life. If you're like me, there's something missing in your life where you say, you know what? I don't need to get paid for this part. This is something that I need to do to give up or to sacrifice a portion of myself, something that I need to do, somebody that I need to be in order to be fulfilled, to be better, and to do better. We're going to come back after the break on Circle Unbroken, and we're going to talk about what that means. I'll probably have a few more examples about Leadership Murray. I'll probably use them a couple of times in today's show. It's an hour format, and we're going into our first break, so there'll be two other sessions. But we're going to really talk about what it means to be somebody who pours out of their self, who says, you know what, I'm going to back up so that people can see a bigger picture. Maybe you need that in your life. Come back with us after the break on Circle Unbroken. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Delk Kennedy. Years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, was repeatedly lifting babies. She ruptured a disc in her back. She had surgery, but the chronic pain continued. Then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief in Franklin, Tennessee. It changed our lives. She's had a relatively pain-free life. She sees Dr. Wendy Toohey at the Dr. Gill Center regularly. You can, too. Call 615-794-0800. That's 615-794-0800. Or go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
We are back today on Circle Unbroken. If you were with us in the first session, you know that I was giving all kinds of love to Leadership Murray here in Columbia and the things that they did and the group that they brought out for a recent event. And to catch you up real fast, we threw a concert with Ben Fuller for Delta Recovery Solutions. Go look up Delta Recovery. They're doing great work. They're a nonprofit in this town helping people on their journey, whether or not they're at different stages of addiction and recovery, and really trying to help people walk into light. And so Ben Fuller came and he played. It was a fundraiser for Delta Recovery. But also, we had a group called Leadership Murray that's part of the Murray Alliance, and that's our county name here. And they showed up and they volunteered in such a way that it had a wonderful impact. And that's what I want to ask you today. When you think about volunteering, okay, when you think about giving up some of your time, giving up your time so that you can say, you know what, there's something that I need to do that's different. There's something that I need to do in order to change and in order to give back to my community. Maybe you're in a place right now where you haven't, let's be real, you haven't volunteered in a long time. Maybe you're somebody that hasn't done anything in a bit, and you've thought, you know what, this is something that I need to do. Volunteering is something that needs to happen. This group from Murray Alliance was the ultimate collection of volunteers that I had ever seen. And I've worked with churches. I've been on mission trips. I've been a part of teams and collections of groups all the time. And I was just floored with how this group of local professionals, and if you want to know who they are, you can actually go to the MurrayAlliance.com website. I think it's a .com. You can go to their website. You can look them up. You can see more about them. Also, one of the things you can find out if you just go and you type in Leadership Murray, that's Leadership M-A-U-R-Y, you'll be able to find out some pretty incredible things about who's in part of the list, about what they do, how they do it. And I just want to tell you something, the way that they moved the needle for me, the way that they did things, the way that they volunteered, the way that in every different activity that we had, they came out and they were people that just showed up and just had a great spirit about them. It's incredible. So yeah, I'm right. It's MurrayAlliance.com. MurrayAlliance.com. And then look up Leadership Murray and you're going to see more information about them. So what they showed that day was they showed such a spirit. It was such a spirit of willingness, rolling up their sleeves, a lot of them getting wet because of what they had to do as far as washing dishes for the event. But the spirit of these people, they were happy to be together and to do these things. And so I want to use this to launch into, if you don't know our format on Circle Unbroken, it's this. We speak all the time about the impact of community service, the impact of volunteering, and what that can really mean in my life, in your life. And I just want to provide you some encouragement. If you are thinking of getting in and volunteering somewhere, I want to tell you some things that I learned that night from being around the team with Leadership Murray class of 2024. First of all, number one, volunteering, there's no deeper way to say this. It's good for you. There are physical and mental rewards to when you finish something, to when you conclude something, and you have volunteered at the end, and you're what I call the good kind of tired. I talked to Christian Schrader, a guy that I mentioned earlier, the next day, and I was just talking to him about the event, how they helped us with it, and we both agreed that we were exhausted. Both of us were tired, but it's a good kind of tired because volunteering provides physical and mental rewards. One thing that it does, if you really look at volunteering, and I tell you it's good for you, volunteering, there's no other way to put this, it reduces stress. Experts have reported before that when you focus on someone other than yourself, What it can do is it can provide an interruption of usual tension-producing patterns. When you volunteer, when you find yourself doing something outside of your normal work, outside of your normal load, when you find yourself doing something outside of that, it interrupts your usual patterns, which can be tension-producing and tension-causing. Here's another thing about volunteering. When you do something, when you find yourself active, when you find yourself moving and doing things, it makes you healthier. And when I say it makes you healthier, what I mean by this is that moods and emotions like optimism, joy, control over your own fate, well, whatever those things might be, they strengthen you. It strengthens you in your pattern. But also, ask a doctor. When you're active and you're doing something and you get out of your own rhythm, you get out of your own space, it can kickstart an immune system. And I'm not trying to give you medical advice here, but I'm just trying to tell you things that it can do when you are out and about and doing things. It keeps you from being sedentary. Okay, it gets you moving and doing things that are good. Let me tell you something else that volunteering does that I saw from Leadership Murray. Okay, there's something else that volunteering does that I saw from this group working with us that night. And it's this: volunteering saves resources. Can I say that again? Volunteering 101 by design saves resources, because here's what volunteering does. It provides valuable community services so that more money, more time, more effort can be spent on other things that are being done. Volunteering frees that up so that lateral movement can take place on other things. If I had to hire a group, I'll use my own example. If I had to hire a group that night at Delta Recovery for Delta Means Change event to do the things that Leadership Murray did, oh man, we'd be completely in the red, and it's a fundraiser because all the things that they did were of so much worth and value, and they did these things as volunteers. And there's something else that volunteering does, okay? I tell people all the time that in life, you need to get reps. You need to take reps. And when I say reps, what I mean by that, another way to think of it is practice swings. All right, get your experience in doing something here or there. When I talk to professional speakers, I tell them there's stages you're going to be on. There's checks you're going to get for speaking. There's things you're going to get paid to do to teach. But also take the other things that give you reps. They give you chances. They give you small little platforms to speak on or to teach through and to do so that you can hone your craft. Volunteers, in what they're doing, they gain professional experience. Watch this. Maybe you want to go into event planning. Maybe you're somebody that wants to own an event space one day. Maybe you're somebody that wants to be in food services. Maybe you're somebody that wants to work in project management. Well, if you had volunteered that night through Murray Alliance and through Leadership Murray, what happens is all of a sudden you gain professional experience. You can test out a career. You can walk away from something you volunteered for and say, okay, I never want to do that again. Or you can do it and you can think this, you know what? What if I did this every day? What if this was my daily bread? What if I got paid to do it this way? And so that's an angle you don't think about a lot with volunteering, but you can gain professional experience in one way or another. There's something else that happens when you volunteer. It brings people together. So many of us are isolated. We're isolated in life. We're by ourselves. We're lonely. Man, we're stuck in a corner, a box. We're not in rhythm. We're not in movement the way that we should be. And volunteering brings people together. I saw volunteering with our event through Leadership Murray. I saw these people together in a way that was contagious. I told you my son asked about it. I told you that it was very special to me. I guarantee you there were people at this event that just thought, okay, because I mean, we gave love and we said, so thankful for Leadership Murray. Couldn't do this without him. We made sure to let people know, but I guarantee you there were people there who were saying this, man, what a team, what a crew that they have assembled together. And as a volunteer, what you do is you assist in united people from, same thing that you saw on the website, from diverse backgrounds to work towards a common goal. You build camaraderie and teamwork. I don't know if you're a Bible person or not, but there's something that they talk about. It's an old joke I've heard people make before. They've said that the first car that they ever drove in the Bible was mentioned in Acts chapter 2 because it says that the early church was starting. It says, and they were all in one accord. And people make stupid jokes about cars. But really what that meant was that they were all together. They all were working towards a common goal, meaning that they were all together in one accord, like together with each other. And so that's something that volunteering does when you are moving and working towards that goal. It's something that's special. The next thing it does is it promotes personal growth, and it also promotes self-esteem. Think about this for a second. When you volunteer and you're part of a group that's working for something bigger than yourself, where you are not the star, where you are not up front, you have an ability to understand community. And when you do that, when you understand community, you understand a community's needs. And what that does is it helps foster two things. It helps foster empathy and also the idea of what it means to help somebody to be self-efficient, to help somebody with something, to give people the tools that they need. And so you look at this and you think, okay, here's what it's going to do. I'm going to grow as a person and understand people so that I can exercise and flex the empathy muscle. But also I'm going to be somebody who grows in my self-esteem because I'm realizing what I can do. Many of us don't know what we can do. And I think the concept of Leadership Murray is something where people come together and realize, okay, there's a strength in numbers here. And okay, this printer is working with this banker, and this doctor is working with this dry cleaner, and this physician is turning around and working with this small business owner. And here's what's happening. All these people are touching lives together, and it promotes growth. And then also, hey, guess what? I may not make as much money as the other person in my Leadership Murray class. I may not come from the family background that that person comes from. It may be a big deal that I have to miss a portion of my work day to go to a Leadership Murray event. You know what? It may not matter to anybody that I leave and go here because I can come and go whenever I please at my job. Whatever that might be, it brings people all together from different areas. And it says this, my life is about more than my paycheck, or it should be. My life is about a lot more than my 401k, something that can go up, down, in, and out. You know what my life is about? Giving to other people of three things: my talent, my time, and my treasure. Talk about my talent. I'm giving up the work or the skill that I have to do. One of the gentlemen, or two of the guys actually in Leadership Murray, they came in and they said, hey, here's what we have to offer. We can offer our printing services. And so one of their companies, shout out to the UPS store, what they did was they donated all the different printing, which was a lot, for all the flyers for Ben Fuller Delta Means Change that we put up all over town, even to the point where Ben Fuller's manager said to me, hey, I took my wife down to Columbia one day because they were relocating here. And he said, man, this stuff was everywhere. Like, man, they had put it all over town. Well, that's some of their talent that they were able to give as far as the printing and doing it. Their time, they were able to donate. And you know what we didn't have to do? We didn't have to spend our treasure. We have to spend money on it because they did it. The other group, the BBE Solutions, what Scott did with that group was they printed the programs for the table. Man, saved us hundreds of dollars by doing this, and so that people could know what the night was going to look like, what the sponsors were going to look like, how that was going to happen. And so these are the things that you can do when you realize I have value far beyond just my dollars and cents. Volunteering does that. Let me tell you something else that volunteering does. And I'm going to tell you this before we go into our next break. Okay. Volunteering strengthens, and I've said this in a few ways on this show today, but I want to say it in a way that I hope really hits home and really makes good sense. Okay. Volunteering in any form or fashion strengthens your community. It strengthens the ties. It strengthens the bonds. That's the whole reason that something like Leadership Murray exists and why the Murray Alliance exists, is to take businesses and community leaders and to tie them together so that they're not isolated, so that they're figuring this out together. And here's what happens when you volunteer. Now, granted, I'm hyping up Leadership Murray today because there's something that blessed my life exponentially recently at an event. But let me tell you something. When you look at what volunteering does, it strengthens your community. You as a volunteer, when you do this, you help support families, you improve schools, you support youth, you help the elderly, you beautify the community. Think about it. Maybe you volunteer in a way that is just doing a cleanup and you think, oh, what's the big deal there? Well, you know what you do? You're beautifying the community. And when you volunteer to do that, you're putting other people in a good mood. You're saying, this is a place that I want to take care of. I want to grow and flourish where it is that I am planted. We say that all the time. We said at the beginning of our show today, we hope that you grow where you're planted. Another thing that you do when you volunteer is this. Maybe you support the youth. Maybe you support the elderly. What I mean by that is maybe you mentor at after school programs. Maybe you volunteer, you jump in on something like that and you say, okay, that's something that I can do. That's something I can do at the Boys and Girls Club. That's something I can do in a tutoring format. Or maybe you go to a place like The Bridge, assisted living, and you go to one of these places and you don't play doctor and jump in and offer all the medical care. Okay. They got people to do that. But you say, how can I help? How can I assist? What can I give? What can I do? How can I support the people in this community that have supported others for so long? I want to call on you as we go into break here. I want to call on you as a people to be people that are willing to jump in to give and to support in your communities. Because you're going to find out that when you do this, what we said is that you strengthen your community. You promote personal growth and self-esteem. You bring people together. You gain professional experience. You save resources. And there's no other way to put it. It's good for you. It's good for you in what you get. It's a great thing to see what you're going to receive. It's going to change a community. And it can change a community the way that it changed Columbia here with Leadership Murray. It's going to change a community in the sense of you've got a business owner who comes together and decides we're going to do this for the good, working together. And as we go into break today, this is what I want you to think about. I want you to think about groups like this, whether or not it's Murray Alliance, whether or not it's a group in town with the Boys to Girls Club who goes in and says, we're going to try to make a positive difference. Once you do that, once you give back, once you volunteer, what you're going to find is that it's different and that it's set apart than your daily work that you do. And you're going to find yourself saying, you know what? We try on a daily basis to make a living, to do a good job at our businesses. But when I give back the way that this Leadership Murray class of 24 did recently, it's something that you see that goes far beyond, like we said earlier, far beyond your business muscle, far beyond your professional experience. And it takes you into a space where you say this, every day there is somebody in my town, in my area, in my circle that I can simply help. We'll be back after the break on Circle Unbroken.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom with Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We are back on Circle Unbroken, and we are finishing up our segment today. And like I said earlier, I've been giving love, right? Like, I've been giving love to Leadership Murray because it's a volunteer group that just, I mean, rocked my world. Came in this weekend and did something incredible and made me really start thinking about the power of volunteering. And so I've been really trying to encourage people based on the example, based on what I saw from Leadership Murray, how much of an impact their work and their attitude have. So, man, I just want to, man, I'll clap in studio. I don't care. If I was a great producer, I'd have it inserted, but sorry, this is my budget and this is who I am. But they did such a good work. So I know that with The Murray Alliance. I know with Kara Williams and all the work that she does, all the different people that are involved with it, that there is something to be said, that there is something special about how these groups work and what they do. And I've always said this, that a good leadership group will inspire other people. It will inspire other people to do much, to do more, to be helpful, to be people that turn around and really encourage people to be the best they can be, to have so many different legs, chapters, tools that work the best for everybody else. And so I've said today that this is something I saw with Leadership Murray. I said that the reasons that if you want to volunteer, if you want to be involved in community service, there are some reasons that you should do it. And here's the things I said, and we're going to conclude today's episode by giving you about three more. But I said, you should volunteer if you're thinking about doing it because it's good for you. You should do it because it saves resources. You should volunteer because even if you're trying to or not, you can gain professional experience. You should volunteer because it brings people together. You should volunteer because it promotes personal growth and it also promotes self-esteem. And you should volunteer because it strengthens your community. And I want to tell you these last few things here. You should volunteer because volunteering gives you an opportunity to straight up learn a lot. Ask the people that have been a part of Leadership Murray, all the different classes. I talked to a guy the other day. We were having lunch, and there was a girl in the class of 24, and all of a sudden, a guy walked up. I was with a guy, and a girl walked up from class of 24, and we were talking back and forth, and my buddy with me, who's a CFO at a local bank, he said, I was part of Leadership Murray class of 2009. Like, there's all different people that have been a part of it in this town that are now shakers. I mean, there's shakers in the community, people that make things happen. And so when you're part of something like this, you learn a lot. Volunteers learn things like this. You learn a lot about self. You learn about when you volunteer, you may have some hidden talents that change your view and that change, you ready for this? Change your self-worth. When you volunteer, you learn more about our government. Here's what I mean. A lot of us can sit around and rip on the government. I think there was an old song, what was it, Meet Virginia by Train? She just likes to sit around and rip on the president, something like that. And so sometimes it's easy for us to say things about leaders. But when you volunteer, you can learn more about government. Through working with local nonprofit agencies, volunteers learn about the functions and the operation of our government, how it works, how this system works together. You know what else you learn a lot about? You learn about your community. Volunteers gain knowledge of local resources available to solve community needs. And then sometimes people who work in the community and volunteer, they wind up in these roles because it was born out of something else. I don't know if you've ever heard the term deacon before when it comes to church. One thing I love to tell people is the term deacon did not happen in the Bible because, hey, there's a good guy, let's make him a deacon. No. Deacons came up because there was a need that widows had. Like, let's go help the misfortunate with widows and orphans. Let's do these things with these people. And you know what? We'll get deacons to do it. It means servant. And it wasn't, oh, there's a good person, let's make him a deacon. It was, hey, there's a need here for something, and it happens. When you serve in your community, you gain a knowledge. You gain a knowledge, and then sometimes positions come out of that. You know what else you get to do when you volunteer? You get a chance to give back. People like to support community resources that they use themselves or that they believe benefit people that they care about. They like to support these things. And so a lot of times if you're doing something that's a community organization that's helping people, people like to give to that. Yeah, it's a nonprofit and there's a tax break, but also it's, you know what? I want to give. I want to do it locally. I want to help here. And people that say that are people that care about their community in a way that is healthy. It's people that care about their community in a way that is functional. Another thing that happens when you volunteer is it encourages, and this is a word I don't use enough, much, or often, but it encourages your civic responsibility. What I mean by that is that community service and volunteering and being a part of a group, it's an investment in your community and the people that live in it. You're able to do something that moves the needle. I've talked to people before that don't like to vote. And I've asked them, why do you not vote? Have you been burned? And they say, I don't know if my vote counts. I don't know if my vote really does anything. Well, when you talk about a civic responsibility, somebody who lives somewhere has a responsibility. Whether or not you're a faith person or not, you have a civic responsibility to make things better where you are, to improve the people that are in your orbit and in your rhythm. And when you volunteer, you're able to do this. The last thing I want to say today, and the last shout out that I want to give, is still the same shout out that I began the show with. We did a show. It was called Delta Means Change. And we had Ben Fuller who came, and guess what? He volunteered. He said, I'm going to give up my night, give up my time, take time off of my tour schedule to come in to do this for Delta Recovery. Then there were all these local businesses, teams, and ministries who gave up their resources and their time to say, hey, we're going to purchase a table or we're going to be here at this space. Echo Valley Farm and events, what they did was they said, we are going to volunteer. Meaning we're not going to take your money. We're going to volunteer our time and our sweat and our property so that you can host this event. Delta Recovery says this, as a nonprofit, we're not here to make a bunch of money. Yes, we have operating costs, thus the fundraiser. But Matt and the team at Delta is not here to get rich on this. But they're a nonprofit because what they want to do is they want to help families and provide resources for people walking through the pain and the grip of addiction and recovery. And then Leadership Murray, my word, a group that comes in and that works their fingers to the bone for days, weeks, hours of the event, so that it can be a success. Last thing I want to tell you about volunteering is this. I talk to people, like I said earlier, who don't vote because they don't think that it makes a difference. They don't think that it counts. When you volunteer, please hear this. You make a difference. The nature of our show, Circle Unbroken, is something that we have. And it's something that we have here. And in our group, in our community, in our spot, we are able to turn around and to be a group that says this: we are going to make a difference so that the circle will be unbroken. We will volunteer. We will move. We will grow. We will do things together. One of the things that I believe about Circle Unbroken is that I believe that faith, business, and community are supposed to give, and I mean this, they're supposed to give a feeling of completeness, a circle that is together, a circle that makes people feel whole. And that's what we like to promote here on Circle Unbroken. It is something that is special. It is something that matters. And it's something that I think is functional. We hope that in your life that the circle would be unbroken. We know that the original idea about this song and the origin when people think about it has to do with life and death. And that's not what we're talking about today. When we talk about Circle Unbroken, we are talking about the concept of faith, business, and community all working together. And we want to highlight organizations, groups, and volunteers like Leadership Murray and what they do. So again, huge thanks to the Murray Alliance. Huge thanks to Leadership Murray. Huge thanks to everybody right now who might just be involved in volunteering and doing things for the better. We hope you're having a beautiful day, and may you make a difference in all that you do. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.